Well, I just want to communicate some of the ideas that we came to in the workshop we just had on agrofuels. We had a very rich discussion with representatives from the Global North and Global South, and I think we came to some fairly clear positions and some actions which we might take. The first thing is to recognize that agrofuels are simply not a solution to climate change, and they compromise our food and fuel systems beyond anything that we should accept. And that, in fact, they're a solution to a different kind of crisis, which has to do with accumulation with the corporations and the agri-food industry and with the oil companies and whatnot. But it has nothing to do with solving the crisis of climate change, or, on the contrary, advances and exacerbates the problems of biodiversity and our vulnerable food systems. So the solution to the problem of agrofuels, quite simply, is the long-term solution, and certainly the solution which gets to the root causes of the problem is to power down, and is to simply consume less in the global north. That's the real solution, and then we shouldn't lose sight of that. Now, not losing sight of that also means taking direction on where we want to go, which is towards food and fuel sovereignty. And in this instance, when we say food and fuel sovereignty, we mean the democratization of the food and fuel systems at the local level and the control over food and fuel systems at the local level, and closing the food and energy loops as locally as possible, and a return to decentralized peasant smallholder farming systems and agroecological approaches which would be farmer-led. To do that, we also have to dismantle the industrial agri-foods complex. These things are not copacetic. You can't have one living happily alongside the other because one won't let the other one survive. In order to move in this direction, we want to propose campaigns at the local and national level which are coordinated on a global scale. And particularly these campaigns should be coordinated between the global north and the global south. And the nature of these campaigns would be threefold. The first aspect of the campaigns would be simply to stop this madness of agrofuels. And we need to stop industry from setting our food and fuel policies. We have to take back the decision-making over our food and fuel systems. So the second aspect is to mobilize, worldwide for an information campaign so we can have an informed debate. We never got a chance to debate these issues. It's past time to have a public informed debate on the issues. So the first step to take a pause, to stop, would be to target the targets in the north. Dismantle the targets in the north. Stop the expansion of agrofuels, and then have an informed public debate worldwide. And then the third aspect would be, of course, the change. And looking for the changes, we would be needing to target the main actors to both advance our agroecological and farmer-based alternatives and to dismantle the agri-foods complex. We need to target the main actors. We need to target the main industrial players. We need to target the development banks. We need to target the main investors in agri-fuels. And we need to target the policymakers. Finally, we're not alone. In fact, there are many other groups working on these issues. Farmer organizations and other civil society organizations will be meeting in Rome at the FAO conference to specifically address this issue and to plan for a campaign. We need to link with those campaigns. We need to link with the campaigns which are addressing the food crisis. We need to link with the food sovereignty movements. And we need to utilize all the tools at our disposal in order to carry out the campaigns and bring about change. And that's as simple as sharing and presenting and sharing and advancing simple case studies about food and fuel systems, both what's wrong with the industrial systems and the agroecological and farmer-based systems that work. We need to link on websites. We need, as I said, a broad-based information campaign. And we need to take direct action. Thank you. That's